Here's a little bit of science and psychology. Very little. I'm going to oversimplify things just for a moment. There are introverts in the world. Introverts can be dynamic public speakers. They can dance and sing and electrify a crowd. They can write powerful prose and poetry. Introverts can be great one-on-one and great with large groups. Extroverts can be dynamic public speakers. They can dance and sing and electrify a crowd. They can write powerful prose and poetry. Extroverts can be great one-on-one and great with large groups. A big difference between introverts and extroverts is what energizes them. Now, please remember that I said I was going to oversimplify things. Introverts, simply, are energized by solitude. Extroverts are energized by the crowd. I suspect, however, that there are times where an introvert can be energized by a crowd. I also suspect that there are times when an extrovert can be energized by solitude. Now, personality, psychology, all that stuff, they aren't easy things to figure out completely. Folks don't tend to fit into exact personality descriptions because people aren't that simple. Like the descriptions of Jesus in the New Testament. They show someone who was great with a crowd. They show someone who was great in small groups and even one-on-one. They show someone who could very well have been energized by the crowd. They definitely show someone who needed time away in solitude and in prayer, getting away from it all. In this morning's Bible reading, Jesus was tired. It doesn't say it specifically, but his actions lead you to that. He'd been talking, he'd been healing, people were following him everywhere. I can imagine that the pace of what he was doing and the crowds were simply sucking the life out of him. So instead of being energized by the crowd and all the hoopla, Jesus needed to recharge away from it all. So he disappeared. He went away from it all. He woke up early in the morning and he went off to where no one was. He went to a deserted place. I can imagine he probably breathed deep and took in the blessed solitude as he prayed. And the disciples, who were really good at this part, they didn't get it. They hunted for him. They had a schedule to keep. They had people to please. When they found him, they even scolded him. Everyone is searching for you. I don't think that the words were spoken with care and concern. You know, like, everyone is searching for you. Please come, Lord. No, it was, everyone is searching for you. We've been searching for you. Sort of like, I'm tearing my hair out and you're not helping anyone or anything. Sort of that kind of attitude. I think some others in Jesus' situation, here's where Jesus shows that, yes, he's human, but he's also so patient. Someone else in Jesus' situation might have said, so? Let everybody wait. I need a break. Just leave me alone for a little while. I'll find you when I'm ready for everyone. I think maybe Jesus wanted to say something like that. He wouldn't have gone off to a place that was deserted where nobody was there if he wanted to be found. He didn't want to be found. He wanted to be at peace. Just leave me alone. Yeah, maybe he wanted to say something stronger. But the culture of the time would have made it sort of bad to say something stronger. Instead, I imagine he took a deep breath when he said this. He said, let's go. Let's go to some of the smaller places. I think those folks need to hear and see all of this too. And I think that Jesus found a little more time to rejuvenate by traveling to the smaller places where folks hadn't yet heard of him, or the crowds wouldn't be as large. He found a little more time to be refreshed. So good for him. Are there times?
Yeah.
Places. Maybe there are. Are there times? Are there places? Are there life situations where your energy is being sucked dry? And do you need to get away from it all? Take a deep breath and experience the blessed solitude as you pray. And what do you think of the words of Jesus, said right after he'd been scolded by his disciples for getting away from it all to rejuvenate? Here's how the reading goes. I paraphrased it just a second ago. "Let us go into the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." It is necessary for any person to get away from it all, to take a deep breath, and to experience the blessed solitude in prayer. And it's also necessary to go and do what God calls. And what is that? Our love for God will be reflected in our worship, discipleship, and our outreach to all people. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we seek to serve our communities. That's our mission statement. What is it that God calls? I think it's gathering together regularly for worship and preparing for going out. It's taking time to study God's word and to grow in faith. It's providing an extravagant welcome and radical hospitality for all of God's children. It's about caring for all, attending to one another. It's about being an advocate for the ones who always seem to be forgotten, rejected, and exploited. It's about being agents of God's love among the crowds, in the small groups, one-on-one, and in solitude in the deserted places. Amen.